Joining us tonight on the Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Cook with Higginsville, and they defeated Holden. It was a close game, 34-28, keeping their undefeated record of 6-0. Coach, tell me about some highlights of tonight's game.
Well, you know, we came out and you know, we're unable to move the ball too well there early against Holden, and you know, punted our way to them on our first possession. They in turn ended up keeping a drive alive on a wacky play, and drive stayed alive. They punched one in. We answered it right back. You know, we were back and forth at 14-14, and then next thing you know, they popped a couple of long runs on us. Our tackling form broke down and just had some busted plays, and when we gave up momentum big time, went down 28-14. You know, it's about 6 minutes left and a half, and we're down 28-14. Then the offense kicked in gear, made a couple of big plays, and got it 28 to 20 at halftime after we missed a PAT there. And but second half, unofficially, Holden with 23 yards rushing in the second half, and they had right around 250 rushing in the first half. So defensively, we came to play in the second half, and were able to get back in the ballgame.
And you guys pulled it off right at the end. That was a great game.
Yes.
Now, who were some of your standout players tonight?
You know, all of the boys fought so hard. The defense in the second half, every one of them is a standout player. But late in the ball game, Blaine Wheeler got an interception that, with under a minute to go, that kind of put it on ice. And but Matt Gibson offensively for us. Matthew tonight passing was 13 of 24. You know, so he's right at 50%, but 244 yards and four touchdowns to four different receivers was a very outstanding night for Matthew. Like I said, Holden did a good job playing our run game, which we've been doing well with, but Holden played us very tough there. Landon Figg had three catches for 110 yards and a touchdown. Malcolm Elmore had six rushes for 46 yards and a touchdown catch. Blaine Wheeler had two receptions for 67 and a touchdown catch. Marcus Elmore had two receptions for 21 and a touchdown catch. But, you know, the boys played hard. Just very proud of the all-around effort from everyone, and our attitude was adjusted at halftime from within. You know, we didn't have to yell and holler at them. The boys knew that they were still in the ball game. They regrouped and came out and performed well in the second half.
And where would you like to see some room for improvement?
Oh, you know, everywhere. But, you know, that's just it in a nutshell. But we'll continue to work on every phase of the game, every day. We've got a pretty set schedule that we stick to, and we're going to do that in preparation for Knob Noster next week.
Now, you're saying that you have some improvement in a lot of places, but as a team, talk to me a little bit about what the boys did as a team tonight.
Wow. Oh, you know, well, we overcome adversity as a team, you know, and as an offensive line, we, you know, one thing wasn't working very well with us, but, you know, they pass protected extremely well, you know, and defensively, they ran power very well against us in the first half, and we absolutely shut it down in the second half and as a defense, but the boys all did it together. It wasn't one individual effort. It was a group deal, so just so proud of our boys tonight.
And who do you guys play next week?
We travel to Knob Noster next week.
And what are you looking for next week?
You know, just the same thing, just a constant improvement. You know, we got better tonight because, you know, we haven't had much adversity up until to this point of the season. Our backs were against the wall tonight, and we overcame it. You know, we know that if we continue to play very well, you know, there's a chance that we could play a Holden ball team again. We did the same thing last year, but, you know, that's way too far down the road. There's too many other opponents between now and then, if that's even a possibility. But we know we have to improve on a weekly basis to reach our goals.
All right, Coach. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you get off the phone tonight?
I think that's got it. But just hats off to all the Husker boys tonight.
All right. Yes, it was a great game. Congratulations and good luck next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Again, that was Coach Cook with Higginsville joining us on the Fifth Quarter Show on KMZU.